And let's dig deeper now into an issue that's on the minds of many Americans and one that has taken center stage in the presidential campaign. It is how best to keep dangerous people from entering the United States. There's so many federal agencies involved in this and so many policies: immigration, border control, intelligence gathering. Now, we've heard proposals from some of the Republican presidential candidates. Donald Trump wants to ban Muslims from entering the United States for at least a time. Ted Cruz wants to block refugees from countries where ISIS is active. To talk about this, we have Doris Meisner on the line. She's a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let me first ask you, if I can. The FBI Director James Comey recently told lawmakers something that scared some of them, that the U.S. really knows precious little about what people may or may not have done if they spent time in a place like Syria. So if that's the case, I mean, how effective is the U.S. immigration system at identifying people who might be dangerous?
Well, the system has improved vastly since 9/11. And where admissions are concerned, both through the visa system as well as refugees, we haven't had terrorist incidents since 9/11. Those systems continue to be improved, but I think where refugees are concerned, they are by far the safest group because they are the most thoroughly vetted and they are also the most victimized by terrorism.